is the Sensitive CEO Show, igniting sensitive entrepreneurs to grow your heart-centered business. I'm your host, Rose Cox, and this podcast shares with you inspiring and thought-provoking conversations for sensitive entrepreneurs wanting to grow a sustainable online business in a way that feels exciting and aligned with your soul. Along with my carefully curated expert guests, we share science-backed advice, proven strategies, and the systems we use to succeed in our businesses and our lives as highly sensitives, introverts, and empaths. And by the way, if you would like to be updated on when each episode is released, feel free to subscribe to the Short and Sweet newsletter. You'll also get weekly recommendations and tips, especially for HSPs, empaths, and introverts. To subscribe, pop on over to the website sensitiveceo.show or rosecox.com/pod. Now on to today's show. Hey, it's Rose, and welcome to another episode on the Sensitive CEO Show. And in this last episode of the season, I am doing a solo episode, and I wanted to let you know that I'm taking a bit of a break from the podcast. I started this podcast over a year ago now, and this is episode 55. So it feels like a really good pausing point for me. And for this final episode of the season, I wanted to dive into a topic that many sensitive CEOs really struggle with, including myself, and that's setting boundaries and mastering the art of saying no. So as a highly sensitive person, running your own business can be both a blessing and a challenge. On one hand, you have the opportunity to create a business that aligns with your values and your passions. And then on the other hand, the constant demands, the overwhelming responsibilities, and the fear of disappointing others can feel really overwhelming. So let's dive in. So boundaries are the cornerstone of a healthy and successful business, especially for us sensitive CEOs. We tend to feel deeply and we take on the emotions of those around us. So by establishing clear boundaries, it's really the essential part that's going to protect our energy and our well-being. And firstly, it's about recognizing that setting boundaries is not selfish. It's actually an act of self-preservation. And remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So how can we set boundaries effectively? First of all, I really encourage you to identify your priorities. So understand your core values and prioritize what matters most to you in your business. And this clarity is really going to help you determine which opportunities align with your vision and which ones to politely decline. And you can practice saying no with grace and firmness. And remember, you don't have to say yes to every collaboration, project, or client. You can politely decline those opportunities that just don't resonate with your mission. And saying no can be quite daunting, especially for sensitive CEOs who fear rejection and fear disappointing others. So here's a little technique that will help you through it. It's helped me on many occasions. So there's three steps. The first step is to acknowledge and validate. So first of all, recognize that it's okay to feel uncomfortable saying no, but also acknowledge that your well-being matters too and validate your feelings. The second step is to buy time, especially if you're caught off guard and you're not sure how to respond. You can buy some time by saying something like, "Let me check my schedule and get back to you." And then the third step is to use I statements. So when declining an opportunity, use I statements to express how you feel and the reasons behind your decision. For example, You could say something like, I really appreciate the offer, but I need to focus on existing commitments to maintain my balance. And remember that saying no gracefully might take some practice, but it's definitely a skill worth honing. Your boundaries are not walls. They're a form of self-respect that others will come to appreciate. I remember a time myself when I struggled to say no to a potential collaboration that really didn't align with my values. It left me feeling drained and unfocused. But after learning to set boundaries, I now really prioritize my energy and I invest it in projects that truly matter to me, allowing not only my business to thrive, but giving me plenty of space for self-care, personal projects, and of course, that special time with family and friends. So as we wrap up this very short episode today, I want to emphasize that setting boundaries and saying no is a journey, not a destination. It's a continuous process of self-awareness and growth. So be patient and be kind with yourself. And remember that you have the power to create a business that not only fulfills your dreams, but also nourishes your sensitive soul. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Sensitive CEO Show. And if you've been listening for a while, perhaps since the first episode in July 2022, then please know that I really, truly appreciate your support and your listenership. And if you're new and you haven't listened before, if this is your first episode, I really hope that you found this episode empowering and valuable. So until the next season, remember to embrace your sensitivity, set those boundaries, and say no with confidence. Stay sensitive and stay successful. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Sensitive CEO Show. Before we wrap up, I have something special to share with you, the HSP Business School Self-Study Program. This program is designed specifically for highly sensitive entrepreneurs who aspire to building a thriving business while honoring your unique needs. Here's a quick glimpse of what this program offers. A tailored blend of business strategies and mindset methods for highly sensitive entrepreneurs. Access to powerful tools and techniques that elevate your business and align with your sensitive nature. Comprehensive guidance in areas such as research for future-proofing your business, creating a bespoke business model and recurring revenue, implementing soulful sales and evergreen marketing, and streamlining your operations. 6 modules with engaging video trainings, practical workbooks, frameworks, systems, templates, and checklists. You'll also have access to 6 transformative RTT hypnosis recordings, addressing any subconscious beliefs and barriers that might be hindering your success. And you'll have the flexibility to progress at your own pace without feeling rushed or overwhelmed. To learn more and join the HSP Business School Self-Study Program, visit hspbusinessschool.com. You'll find the link in the show notes. And as a podcast listener, you can receive 10% off. Just use the code POD at the checkout. Thanks again for tuning in.